free speech is a protection that's given to us by Constitution. As members of the academic institution, as someone who's responsible for this institution, for me, this is not an academic exercise. This is not an academic exercise. This is about, and I'm leveling with our, can you get me a Kleenex? I'm usually much better at this. But honestly, it's not about whether we're standing up to Trump. I know, I get it. You have no idea what we do behind the scene to protect our students. So it's really about, do I want to jeopardize? Can you imagine what Newsmax or Fox and so on would do with this? Would you imagine what would happen on social media? I'm not afraid of Trump. Can you imagine? I'm not questioning your politics. I'm not questioning whether you're left, right, and so on. And 130,000 alum, many of them were really pissed off at me, who are out there, who have jobs, who are affiliated with our institution. And then on top of that, I have 14,000 students. But you know what? 2,000 or 3,000 of them next semester and next year are going to go get jobs. Do I want to put those students in a position such that the student goes for an interview and they're asked, so you're at CMU. Were you part of that group that painted the fence? And what do you think of that painting on the fence?
I would probably say yes.
And I was honest with the three students. These are kids. They don't know shit. They're like, 18, 19, 20 years old.
I know you didn't
when
say
I presented
that.
It to them,
I was 19
Gina was with me.
Here.
There was this aha moment that, yeah, to them, they're young. And to be very honest, I don't want to begrudge it. Three white kids from privileged families who I am sure.
That's very tough.
When they painted it and went home. Did not think about the implication of that for people whose livelihood depends on being employed at Carnegie Mellon. And you see how toxic this administration is. I mean, you should have no hesitation how toxic this administration can be, how revengeful it can be. I mean, now I express the political statement. But that's really it. It's really that simple. I can't. And then there's the international students. In fact, I asked the students, and I said, so, what do you think the international students think of that? And they said, well, Trump canceled 4 of our visas. 4 out of 5 were reinstated. Of course, there are hundreds of other universities that are being canceled.